At Bloomington's Vintage Phoenix Comics, the new beginning of 52 lines of DC Comics began Wednesday with regulars filing in just minutes after the store opened to pick up the new first edition of the Justice League series. Store manager Matt Trauber says his business has not absorbed the recession-era declines felt at some other hobby shops, but says he expects the DC relaunches to be a boon during the coming month.
It's going to be great. September is going to be very big. We've already seen a big jump again with the students returning to IU. The last couple weeks have been great for us, but we think September may be a record-setting month for us.
While avid readers browsed the shelves and gravitated to the new title, not all fans are sure what they'll get. Bill Swistler has been reading comics since the 60s and says he has nearly 20,000 books at home. He's a fan of DC, but adds the jury is still out on the reboot.
As an old collector, no, I'm one of the guys that still wishes they'd stayed with the original numbering and all that sort of thing. But I'll give it a try. We'll see how it does.
In the coming month, comic shops like Vintage Phoenix will see first editions of the likes of Batman and Superman, which may remind readers of the vintage comics featuring the same characters, but offer new readers a chance to pick up first editions of their own. Still, Trauber says he will discourage prospectors from buying up multiple copies in hopes of making a quick buck, saying he believes the 2011 first editions will be worth more for the enjoyment of their stories than for their resale value. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.